This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Brendan, thanks for being over there, flipping the switches and turning the dials.
Woohoo! Someone's got a lot of coffee in their system over there.
Yeah, triple shot, latte.
Yeah, Brian's ramped up.
I'm ramped up. Ramped up. It's been a busy week, man. Good stuff, good times, good stuff. Good. How about you, Brendan?
Oh, it's been great.
You guys see, you got a big scratch on your face. Your kid get you?
How did you know I was going to say that? Yeah.
Because those little fingernails on small children are like razor blades.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone says, oh, it's your cat. And I was like, no, try again.
It's your kid. Tell your wife to trim the fingernails on your
actually,
beautiful child.
Actually, that was my fault. I trimmed the nails and I thought everything was good. And
you trimmed them wrong.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Lesson learned.
You have good eyesight. I couldn't even see that.
Well, I saw it when we were over there talking to him. Not through here.
Oh, no. My God. How do you see that?
So I took note. I was something to mess with him about. So
oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, here's what I'm messing with Brendan about today. So
you won't say the T word.
Tyrannosaurus Rex?
His favorite.
All good. Yeah. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. We're going to continue talking about fun stuff today. Man, it is. Weeks just fly by.
Yeah,
it was a super busy week this week.
Yeah, it was.
All kinds of stuff going on, but good stuff. So cranking along and keeping things going as always. I'm sorry. I'm reading the call screener as Brendan's typing. The words are popping up. I'm oh, there we go. Oh, this call screener's new again.
The yellow is weird.
It's yellow.
Do you not like it?
I
changed the settings.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I personally changed the settings now to make it all.
Well, now I like it. I didn't like it because I was scared that something was going wrong.
Oh, no.
When things
I personally
in this
changed
building
this
change
time.
On their own, it's concerning.
Yeah.
It is.
I hear you.
Then I'm like, oh, that thing's going to go down any minute now.
Yeah, this time I personally made the change to the system. So if you don't like it, I'll revert back to
it. No, I'm super happy with it.
Okay.
It's working really well for me.
Good.
And actually, I think I can see it better with that color.
Oh, really? Okay. I just chose it just, you know.
For fun.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly.
So you were sitting over there in between a live host and you're like, well, I'm kind of bored.
No. This was before the show. I was just staring at this. I got everything all set up from top to bottom. Uh-huh. Number one, I don't know what happened with our computer screens in there. They are moving fast all of a sudden. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have to wait 5 minutes for one page to open now.
Oh, somebody updated your computers. Now they're working.
Yeah, now they're working like crazy speed here. Like,
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So,
well, the computer in here looks like it's old school as heck.
I know. So the fact that it's moving like at a billion miles per hour now, I'm so happy for it. So
maybe they replaced all the drives with solid states.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's what we did. The West Automotive Group keeps things running fast and hard. It's all good. Anyway, yeah. So today we're talking about technical service bulletins and recalls. And what does this mean to you? What's it mean to you? It doesn't mean anything to Paul. He's just staring at me like he's asleep right now.
I am a little sleepy.
Yeah, that's all right. Wake up, my friend. Wow. Drink that latte.
Yeah.
Is that a triple shot?
It's a triple, yep.
Yep, there you go.
It'll work.
That's what I get.
Yep.
Keeps me alive and awake.
Yeah.
I tell you what, there's recalls, it seems like, every single week on cars.
There's lots of recalls.
Yeah. I don't know if like people just mislook at things. Like, what happened this week here? Let's see. Ford recalls hybrids because they might shift into neutral on their own.
Is that this week?
That was this week, yep. It's for the Mavericks, the Escapes, and Lincoln Corsair. I hope I'm saying that right.
Corsair.
Yeah, Corsair. That those were all recalled.
Every single one of them or just
certain models?
Okay.
It says
when it says shift into neutral, it won't go back in the drive after that?
Correct.
Forever?
No, I don't know about forever. It just
usually it's something like that. You got to pull over, turn it off, start it back up, and then it goes into drive again.
It's any vehicle from 2021 to 2024.
Oh, nice.
For those specific models.
Specific bins. Yes. All right. Well, there you go. That sounds like a fun recall. Just driving down the road and you go into neutral.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brendan?
I think we can. I can keep going here too. I mean,
what else do you got? Give me one more.
Do you want me to do Tesla?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you said the word this time.
Yeah, I thought that dirty four-letter word was never coming out of your mouth.
Or I could do the Hyundai one here.
What Hyundai?
Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Hyundai. It says here that Hyundai recalls the new Elantras, Venues, and Konas vehicles over power loss defect.
Oh, that's a problem.
So it's only specifically the 2024 models. Gotcha. For those, again, those.
You never know when you're going to have a glitch.
Yeah.
All right, hold that list.
Okay.
We're going to go check out what Fred's got going on and see how we can help him. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
Life is good. How about you, my friend?
Good, good. Don't know if the screener told you my location, where I'm calling from, so I'll go ahead and drop the bomb. I'm in Boca Raton, Florida.
Whoa. All right. You're almost all the way to the right coast.
I actually am.
Yep.
I actually am. Boca does have a coastline, so I drove across the country. I called a few weeks back, and before I left, I went to your Kearney shop and got the struts and the shocks done and got the vehicle looked over, and I took 4 days, just, you know, 9.5 hours at the most behind the wheel, except that got extended a little bit when I went through Houston and then the Florida Panhandle because they had some pretty heavy rain.
Yeah, some bad storms, as a matter of fact. Yes, sir. Glad you missed most of that.
Actually, I hit it pretty good, but it wasn't flooding or anything like that. It was pretty severe. You know, fortunately, people slowed down, and I didn't see a single wreck, so that nice. Was good. When I got here, I had to get the oil changed, and not knowing a reputable shop, I just took it to the Lexus dealer near where I live, and they said they looked it over, but I didn't get any kind of inspection report, verbal or written.
Huh.
So I'm not noticing anything wrong with the car, no lights, no shakes, no shimmies, no noises. And I'm just wondering if I should try to go get like a second opinion on this just to be safe, or I think it's okay. I'm not noticing anything, and I'm not having to drive long distances anymore now that I'm here.
Yeah, I would have you got the oil change, and I would have hoped that I'm sure they looked over the car. I would hope they looked over the car. I presume that's unfortunate they didn't give you actually an inspection or list, but I'm if there was a concern, they most likely would have brought it to your attention. So I think you should be good until next oil change, you know, unless you start noticing something. I would probably not worry too much about it. Now that you've had the oil change, you're there. We got the car really good looked at before you left. What I would do is start working on finding a quality place to go to for your next oil service, you know, versus that obviously you just rolled into some place and a dealer's a good option at that point, but I'd probably find somebody else that's gonna, like we did, give you a little more quality care.
That sounds good, and unfortunately this or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, this was a one-way ticket, so
I remember you saying that. Is Boca Raton where you're stopping at, or you just passing through?
That's where I live.
Okay, yeah, that's where you live now.
I got a place here.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, enjoy. Florida can be beautiful. I love the Keys, to be honest with you. Every time I get out there, my mom lives in Florida, but then I often try to make it down to the Keys. Been there several times for the Songwriters Festival. And boy, man, good culture, beautiful water, good times. So I wish the best. And remember, if you want a little bit of San Diego, you can always turn us on every Saturday morning and listen for an hour.
Yeah, will do. I still got the phone app, obviously. So thank you very much.
No problem. Glad you made it, Fred. Glad you're safe, and you take care, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right up. Bye-bye.
Always great to hear from him. I remember a couple weeks ago when he called in and was talking about that he was moving to Florida, get ready and all that stuff.
Nice.
So got him ready, made sure he's ready to roll, and sent him on over there. Boca Raton's a cool place to live, too.
I remember I went to Orlando, and I was at an amusement park there, and every time, right on the queue.
Would that be Disneyland?
I cannot confirm or deny, but anyway, or Disney World, actually.
Yeah, anyways, that's where land is here on this coast, world's on that coast.
Anyways, right around noon, everyone would go underneath an awning and everything, and it's bright, sunny skies, not a cloud in the sky. We're like, why is everyone going underneath these awnings? And okay, we'll just go to our next ride. And then all of a sudden, like right on queue around noon. Yes, every single day I was there, and I was there for about like, 4 days or so.
Florida's kind of like Ohio, although it doesn't get cold. But the saying we had in Ohio growing up as a kid, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
That sounds about right.
It changed a lot. I mean, a thunderstorm can roll in and it can dump on you, and then the sun be right out after that and moving on. So it's not unusual, and it does happen. My dad's listening, and he's holding his hand up, confirming, shaking his head. I give it to you. So anyway,
was it pretty similar in Key West area where around the same times?
It obviously it could. You know, most times when I hit it there, I was there 4 or 5 days, and usually, you know, the time of year, the end of May is when I was there. Right. Sunny, you know, a little bit of rain in the morning sometimes or at night, but. Okay. Beautiful weather, man. A lot of jet skiing and hanging out.
But not like a scheduled rain, like right at noon, surprisingly enough.
No.
It was strange. I've never had
cue
that.
Cue the rain. Maybe they were seeding the clouds over you.
That's like Dubai.
Like Dubai, Oops, seeded it too
much. Turn it off.
Keep messing with things. The next thing you know, it just goes wrong. Look, there's a camel floating by. Standing on top of a Lamborghini.
One last thing I was going to say, right before we go to commercial, I want to shout out the car show that's going on here in Lakeside.
Oh, yeah.
It's
give it up.
It's the Firefire Charity Car Show out in El Monte Park in Lakeside, California. It starts at 9:30 a.m., so right after our show.
Does the money that they raise from this go for burn victims or what? Do you know?
Specifically, it says firefighter aid and their mental health stability over there. So
gotcha.
It really helps out a lot of firefighters in that area. So. Again, it's 9:30 a.m. to 2:00 p.m. over at El Monte Park in Lakeside.
So awesome.
Go check it out.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, everybody, we're glad you're joining us here. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. From what I understand, Paul Sr.'s joining us too. He's listening in just like my dad. So, we'll see if we can get Paul Jr. here to talk a bit. He seems to be a bit asleep this morning.
I'm about halfway down the coffee.
Paul needs his rest on a regular basis. I overwork him too much.
Yeah, my boss makes you work too much.
That guy. Anyway, 1-888-344-1170. We'll come back and talk about how I make Paul work too much. And then some more recall stuff. San Diego and everybody, keep listening. Everybody out there, give us a call. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, welcome back, folks, everybody. All right, just like Fred, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. We love to talk to you about anything automotive related. Paul's waking up and he's going to have some answers, I'm pretty sure, any minute now. So
I'm ready.
Hey, what other kind of, well, let's do this first. Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified. Taking care of folks up there for over 30 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there in East County. Taking care of folks for well over 10 years. And, of course, there's West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, AAA approved and smog certified, right in central San Diego over there on Balboa, 8027 Balboa Avenue. Taking care of folks over there for over 6 years. And, of course, our fifth location, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway. AAA approved, taking care of folks there for over a year now. Although it was our side transit, it was there for 30 years. That's why we decided to make it part of the group, because it was a great group add-on for sure. So you can stop at any of the 5 locations and check us out. We're here to help you out with your automotive needs. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. And the West Automotive Group is also proud to offer a 6 months no interest. Ask one of my managers or the service consultant that's helping you how to get a West Automotive Group card. You can use it 6 months no interest for all your automotive service or repair needs and help you out there, save you some money along the way. You can also take advantage of our diagnosis, CertiCare diagnosis, any concerns you're having with your vehicle, drivability, transmission-related AC, anything like that. Bring it in, let our master technicians diagnose it properly. Proper diagnosis, as I always say, by a master certified technician and qualified in a quality facility, saves you a ton of money and wasted parts and incorrect repairs. So get your vehicle in, get it diagnosed properly, and we'll save you a lot of money along the way. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home and rental vehicles at all 5 locations available through our partners nearby. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com and you can check out Auto Talk Radio, of course. All the podcasts are there. Or The Auto Man, where I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5 News during the week. Just jump on there and check them out. It's good stuff. You can also make appointments, see all about us, etc. Everything through our interactive website, where you can make appointments and all kinds of cool stuff. If you're a technician or somebody wanting to come to work for the West Automotive Group, go to our employment page, fill out the application, and send it in. And we'll be happy to chat with you. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So don't forget, also, podcasts on the go are available through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn, where you can get all your Auto Talk Radio needs. Just go to 1170 AM San Diego and then go to Morningside Weekend Shows and you'll find it there. Right, Brendan?
Correctamundo.
Anyway, all good stuff. All right, what other recall do you have there listed?
I only got one more specifically for this week.
Okay.
It's the BMW X5 xDrive 40i. It's an SUV. It got recalled because it has incorrect information on their tire placard specifically. So
that's a quick one. You just drive through the service lane, they slap a sticker on it.
That's right.
As long as they have enough of them.
Yeah. Tech probably gets paid 0.1.
The only thing I can tell you is the leaking aviators got recalled about a month ago, and now they have now become the 8th most recalled vehicle in their lifespan, 26.2, which is 8.1 times greater than the median average at 3.2. Sorry, go ahead.
So most cars have 3.2 recalls in their lifetime?
Yes, exactly.
That's crazy. If you went back to 1970s, most cars would have no recalls in their lifetime.
Yeah. Well, that's technology these days.
Technology, all electronic. Yeah. All electronic.
Do you guys want to hear the top ones here? Number 7, Tesla Model X.
Oh, I think that. So you're going backwards from 7 to the most recall, 7th to the most recall.
To the most recall.
This will be fun. Right. Let's do it.
Tesla. Should we guess?
Yes.
What the top one is?
Okay. Number 6, Tesla Model S.
Oh, go figure.
Number 5, the Lucid Air. Number 4.
Whoa. A what?
The Lucid Air.
Oh, that car.
Yeah. Number 4, the Porsche Panamera. Number 3, the Tesla.
All right, stop.
Okay.
What? It's not a Porsche Panorama.
I know. I didn't say Panorama. I corrected it and said Panamera.
Is that right?
I don't. I say Panamera, but I don't
Panamera.
Know.
Panamera. Okay.
I'm not a certified Porsche. Yeah.
Number 3, Tesla Model 3. Number 2, Tesla Model Y. And then you guys can guess number 1.
Another Tesla
it's
model?
Not a Tesla.
Number I'm 1 recalled guess. Car.
Kia. That's my guess.
It is a Porsche Taycan.
Oh.
Porsche Taycan.
That's a toucan, like a bird.
Oh.
Really?
Toucan?
Not toucan.
I don't know. How's that one pronounced?
I don't know how to say it.
Why do they come up with these?
T-A-Y-C-A-N.
I always say Taycan, but I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
They're full electric. They look cool.
The Taycan is? Mm-hmm. Well, didn't they have that car before and it was gas?
Well, the Panamera and the Taycan or whatever, they're both four-door SUVs. I mean, sedans, cars.
Which, it's a four-door SUV sedan, a car.
It's not, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say SUV.
It's
a four-door car.
Yeah, it's a battery electric luxury sports sedan and shooting brake car.
Yeah.
And then they say
that Panorama or Panora or Panera or whatever that thing is. That's an ugly car, by the way.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Super ugly.
I don't like the way they drive either.
It's pronounced Taycan. Taycan.
Oh, you found a pronunciation?
I did, yeah.
Would you go to the Urban Dictionary?
No, I did not. No. It's a reference to the steed on the coat of arms of the city of Stuttgart, found on the Porsche crest.
Oh, very cool. I don't really care.
I can tell. Very cool.
Very cool. No, what was I going to say? You know, the one thing about that list you could say is, actually, Tesla wins because every one of their cars' models is on there pretty much.
Right. Yeah. Cybertruck is just right behind them, I bet.
Well, there's not enough of them out there yet. They haven't had enough.
They only had that one so far.
Yeah, pretty soon they're going to shove the Porsche off the list and it'll just be all. Tesla has every one of their other models are on that seven list, right?
That's right.
There's not one missing, I don't think. I think every car they make is on that list.
The S was on there?
Yep.
Oh.
S was on there. The
X, Y.
The X, was the X and Y both on there? Yep. Brandon's shaking his head. Yesy, yesy. Mm. So, don't buy a Tesla, apparently. Sorry, Elon. I like you, man. But
ooh, you're going to piss some listeners off.
Oh, why?
I don't know. The one listener that has a Tesla.
Well, you just got to keep taking in for recalls.
Yeah.
You know what I need? We need to follow up on, and I need to follow up on, which is interesting. There was a lady suing Tesla out of San Francisco, and kind of has to do with the Right to Repair Act. She was suing them because there's nobody else that she can take her car to have it worked on. And it was like out of warranty. So she was like, why do I have to bring it back to you? Which is actually, I'm surprised. Well, it's probably not the only suit going on over that with him because kind of makes it a monopoly. You don't have any choice, you know?
Yeah, only body shops can buy the Tesla parts.
I know. So I wonder when that's going to open up. Yeah. As you know, aftermarket, we have air filters for them, cabin filters, right?
Control arms.
I don't mean engine air filters because we don't have an engine. Control arms, brakes, that's about it.
Yeah.
Nothing else, right?
Yeah, just control arms.
We do have the engine oil for
cabin filter. Yeah.
There's no oil goes in that car, folks. Yeah. So don't start calling and yelling at me. I know.
I think we can get the special fluids too, the non-conductive fluid.
Yeah. Because they have a cooling system on them for cooling everything. Yeah. And it's a special, though, that reduces conductivity inside the cooling system, right? I mean, obviously, it's running through all these battery pads.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, so that coolant's going to pick up a surface charge, I would call it. Gosh, I sound like an engineer or something.
Fancy.
But no, as cooling goes, I'm sure it picks up a surface charge, just like all the water they use for cooling for radioactive plants, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm expelling out, fish are floating upside down, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, not many things we can get is for Teslas, actually.
Yeah, just aftermarket.
Yeah, he holds it close to his vest.
Yep.
Very interesting. But, you know, I did one thing that they do have, and I didn't even know this, was I was talking to a girl that I knew, and she had got a flat tire. She had a Tesla. Boy, they got a team that just run. They came and patched the tire right there alongside the road.
Yeah, there was one I was at the Miramar Star. A truck showed up, and he mountain bounced it right in the back of the truck.
Yeah, yeah. So I bet that's probably a lot of their road calls are tire issues. Probably that's why they're set up that way, I presume. But I guess they have new tires on the truck too if they need them.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because he had a bouncer on it, but the car was like rocking back and forth with the bouncer. I was like.
A bouncer on
for the tire
on the car itself.
Yeah, but it was like the truck was moving around.
Oh,
like, I don't know how true that's going to be.
Yeah,
it works. I
guess. As long as the whole tire and bouncer were moving together, this is fine. I don't know. Yeah, it could be scary. Could be scary. But that their roadside assistance, I guess, is pretty good. Mm. So I'll say something nice about it.
Yeah.
So as far as that goes, no, and as we often say, I mean, I don't, Brendan doesn't like the T word, but all in all, I do feel that, you know, if you run around town and that's your run around town car and go to work and on, and you have solar on your house, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I get it. I get
they
it.
Got really good technology too.
Yeah. I mean, dude that made them super smart.
Yeah.
And I think he hired a bunch of super smart people.
Yeah.
Cause he made a super ton of money. So anyway, but,
yeah, there was like those gullwing doors that they have on the SUVs. Uh-huh. He's got like solar.
Now, those are only on the back doors,
sonar,
right?
Yeah, sonar inside the door, though. Like a lot of them are external. Uh-huh. You know, like the bumper sensors on most cars, you can see them.
Yeah.
He was like the first to do it like under the paint, like inside the door.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Must be cheap to fix when it gets hit.
Oh, no, that's the thing. I always think of all that when I see stuff like convertible top or, you know, a crazy sunroof. I'm like, oh, that's going to stink when that thing breaks.
Yeah, like a Mercedes-Benz SC500 convertible top.
Yeah, hard top.
Yeah, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
there's a lot of hydraulics in that.
You're like, oh, cool, there's 200 micro switches on here. This should be fun.
Exactly. All it takes is one to go wrong. And
yep.
It's like a back being broken. So anyway, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. We're talking technical service bulletins, recalls. And as you just found out, every single Tesla is on the short list for recalls, apparently the most. Quite amazing. Give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Well, here we are again. What are we doing? We're talking cars. 1-888-344-1170. Brendan, you said you had something you wanted to throw in there real quick.
Yep, I got one more vehicle that got recalled. It's from Honda. It's the Ridgeline.
Say it isn't so.
I know. The 2020 and the 2024 Ridgeline pickup trucks have been recalled because the rear view camera tailgate wire harness may fatigue and break, which can prevent the rear view camera image from displaying and increase the risk of a crash. And as usual with these
The rear view camera breaks and there's risk of a crash.
Is that
backing up too fast or what?
You're in a truck and you don't know how to look back anymore.
Your neck doesn't work anymore.
Well, I use the rear view camera quite a bit, to be honest, when it comes to backing up. I gotten lazy.
I still look.
As my employees often say now that work for me, common sense is not so common anymore.
No, it's not. So obviously with all these recalls, I think you probably mentioned this already. The companies themselves have taken ways of like not charging people. You get those fixes for free usually on recalls.
Well, that's the law.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So recalls have to be of two types. Safety related. So even like the sticker, you may say the car's not going to break down, right? But if people pressurize the tires wrong, that becomes a safety issue.
Right.
So that's safety. So recalls have to fall in two categories, safety or emissions. Those are the two things cars get recalled for. Mm-hmm. So they don't get recalled for things such as the stitchings coming out of the seat. Not unless the airbag just randomly pops out and smacks people in the head. So those things aren't recalls. They will be taken care of under a warranty if the car is still under new car warranty. But let's say your car is out of warranty and I'm just picking some of this stitching on the dash pad is coming apart. That they would never be a recall for that. Not unless it affected the airbag.
They have warranty extensions, but not recall.
They right. do, yes. Yeah. So two different things going on. Yeah, but all I'm very clear about that. All mandated recalls fall under either safety-related issues or emissions-related issues. Mm-hmm. Both of those can cause, so the EPA can cause a car manufacturer to have a recall also. Prime example, remember Volkswagen when they cheated on their emissions?
Yeah.
That was an emissions recall, and then also Volkswagen got smacked down because they lied.
Yeah.
Yeah, on their testing.
They got away with that for a while, too.
Well, until somebody checks it, you can just keep writing the numbers down.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. The engineers are like, well, that needs to be lower, so just change this number.
Yeah, yeah. But the data.
It's like falsifying your research. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It. You know what it always does? Comes back to hit you right in the back of the head when you do stuff like that. So let's just document it properly and go from there. Yeah. So we do see emission recalls. Not near as much. Sometimes like, and we in here, like California, a lot of, am I keeping you up?
Sorry, I'm trying to hide my yawn.
The emission components are covered like 880 anyway, even if the car's out of warranty. So something you need to be aware of, and we are, we all said, like, we had a Hyundai recently, 61,000 miles on it, catalyst failed, cat efficiency code, it didn't come apart or nothing, but it started failing. When catalyst got replaced under the warranty because it has an 880 emissions. And I think that 880 is federally mandated, not just California, if I remember right. Mm. So it's nationwide.
Yeah.
So anyway, need to be know about those things and get them taken care of, et cetera.
I was also looking back also on recalls in history. You know, there's actually been pretty big ones over the years. Like, do you remember back in 1980, 21 million Fords got recalled back then?
Yeah. Was it for tires?
No, it was a transmission situation. Oh. They had the faulty transmissions there.
There was
the gear shaft has pieces separating the park and the reverse options, but the component would slip, apparently.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, and a big recall previously for Ford was TFI, thick film integrated ignition. Do you remember those?
No.
Remember the gray modules? And they had them on distributors, and they would overheat. Cars would just shut off. Well, when it shuts off in the middle of an intersection, it's a bad thing.
Yeah, I think I've seen them before. They're like bolted on the fender well.
Well, they moved them to a heat sink on the fender well to try to keep them cooler to eliminate that. Engineering did initially. And then they eventually went away from it because we used to replace a lot of those modules. They used to die all the time. Mm. But back in the day, they were mounted on the side of the distributor, like the Ranger, the Taurus.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's gray, and it stuck out. And then the plug for the distributor plugged into it. But it was actually a module, an ignition module, mounted on the distributor.
Yeah.
And then the pickup was inside the distributor. But those modules failed a lot. And it was a safety recall, really, is what it was. But also emissions related, because affects emissions when the car shuts off.
Yeah. Well, it's better emissions if your car doesn't run.
Yeah, that's called a ZPEZ or whatever. Zero partial emissions or something. No. But they had a big recall on that. Did you want to add something? You don't know what a TFI even is. You weren't alive.
No, I was not alive during that time. But no, if you want to, I can go over some other recalls that happened in the history that were huge. But I know we got some callers.
Yeah, let's grab a caller and then we'll come back to that and we'll talk a bit about that. So let's see what Chuck has going on. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, gentlemen. Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, well, good to hear from you, my friend. Hopefully you're having a wonderful Saturday morning.
Yeah, I have a question. I've been wanting to ask you this forever.
Sure.
Is it hard on a vehicle to you put cruise control on and drive on when you're going up the hill or even declining?
Is it hard on the vehicle?
Yeah, like the transmission or the engine?
No, because the cruise control acts as though you have your foot on the gas and you were just holding it there. So if the transmission needs to downshift or upshift, it goes right through its process.
Yeah.
So... you'll notice if you come to you're on the freeway and you come to like the grapevine, the grade, the car will downshift on its own, even in cruise control, and it keeps it steady. So actually it's not any different than you just driving it.
So it's okay.
It's okay. Doesn't hurt a single thing. Now, if I'm towing like a trailer, I usually in a hilly, I would not use cruise control just because control of the whole scenario. But just normal driving, not towing, yeah, absolutely. Doesn't do any harm to the car at all.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for being a listener, man. And have yourself a wonderful weekend. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful one out there.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, I'm going to be working today, too, so I know how you feel. No worries.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. But a good question as far as that goes. Some things, there is no stupid question when it comes to automotive, and I'll tell you why. Because some things I just take for a fact being a technician for so long, and that it's just common knowledge, but it's not. It's common knowledge if you're a technician, but it's not common knowledge to everybody out there with cars. So there's a lot of great questions. The only stupid questions I get on cars, Brendan, come from Brendan.
No, I'm
just kidding.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Shots fired.
I'm just kidding. Actually, Brendan asks the best questions, and he's one of the best Google Box guys.
Yeah, I tried my best.
Yeah, you had something else we were going to throw out there, didn't you?
Oh, again, the biggest recalls ever. I mean, the biggest one obviously was Takata. That was a huge.
Well, and that covered multiple manufacturers.
Right, I know that. Yeah, so it was an airbag company.
Yeah, it was an airbag company. That's the key. they're not an airbag company anymore. Right. They don't exist. But they were making faulty airbags, and that got by for quite a while.
Yeah.
That's a definite safety recall. I think things fly out and bust your face open.
Metal in them.
Jesus. I don't remember this.
What'd you do? Yet. Well, I put a bomb in your dash.
Yeah.
Claymore. We'll see when it goes on. Claymore directed right at you. Yeah. Great.
Cool.
In 2009, Ford recalled 17.5 million cars where their steering wheels would catch on fire. Did you guys know this one?
Oh, it's super fun.
Oh, okay. So you did hear that. I don't remember this one at all.
No.
It says here on summer heat days, the steering wheels would actually catch on fire due to the rays, apparently.
The rays?
It says here the sun rays would actually cause your steering wheel to heat up and actually start creating some smoke, which would lead to fires in Fords.
Must have been something in them that I vaguely recall.
Clock spring was short or something, I would think.
I vaguely recall this, yeah.
I never heard that one.
A lot of vehicles. Ford also had a big recall. It had a brake switch for the cruise control.
Okay.
These are cars that were sitting in your garage and they just burst into flames and they short out. And the repair was to put a snap-in fusible link in between the harness and the switch. Mm. But the switch would short out and there was no fusible and it would just melt the wire and catch on fire and then it'd burn your house down if it was in the garage. Or shop. I had a friend in Virginia that they F-150 parked it in there on a Friday night. Brake switch shorted out. There was like 23 cars in the shop, burned the whole shop to the ground, cars and everything.
Jeez.
I remember, was it Tesla that had a similar situation where they would just catch on fire all of a sudden, and they made a public message saying, until we find a recall for this situation to fix the issue, have everyone's Teslas park outside instead of inside the garage.
Yeah, and also where you have to be super careful these days, and they are, those cars get in an accident. Mm-hmm. They're known when they're taken to a tow yard, they're parked and they catch on fire because of the batteries in them. There's an issue like, you know, if something shorted and you just never, there's so much electronics in those. Yeah. When one gets peened hard, you just never know, if it's going to short something out or cause an issue. So they have special parking for them areas and they're spaced out. So, you know, like in a tow yard, they tow them in wrecked cars. They just park them next to each other. Well, I guess they leave extra space between these because then it'll catch the other car on fire. Jeez. And it's hard to explain to an insurance company when you're storing a wrecked car why seven cars in a row caught on fire in your yard. You know, now your insurance is involved as a tow provider, I'm sure.
Here's one about emissions that you were talking about earlier. Volkswagen in 2016 recalled 8.5 million cars.
That was a forced recall by the government.
Mm-hmm. It said here that it was because these machines would pass the emissions test by providing inaccurate data. To this day, gearheads still remember Volkswagen's manipulation and how they cheated in the auto industry.
That's what we were talking about.
Yep. 1996, Ford recalled 7.9 million cars. Excuse me. And this was due to the ignition switch. The electronics in the switch were faulty, causing overheating and dashboard fires.
Uh-huh. So a lot of things are just burning down
basically.
Back in the day. Although those are really old recalls.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them should have been done, or those cars are crushed, one of the two.
Right, right. And I'm just going through the ones that were the most in history.
Gotcha. No, no, those are, it's good information.
Yeah, yeah. So
we deal with, recalls are a big thing. They're even bigger now, though.
I know.
Like, you know, there was scenarios, like you said, which involved a lot of cars from one manufacturer. But I really think the truly biggest recall that encompassed everything was the Takata one.
Yes.
Because there was so many manufacturers involved that were buying Takata bags, which is not uncommon. We see parts on cars that are manufactured by a company for and used for multiple different manufacturers, right? Mm-hmm. We see it all the time now. So, but there, you got to be cautious. There were, in the old days, they used to do this too, like a 400 transmission, but the internals could be different, or the output shaft is different, or the length of the output shaft is different, or the bell housing's a little different, or the, so the workings are the same inside. The outside kind of looks the same, but yeah, it could be different. Yeah. So, such as Ford has a ton of ZF trannies in it now, right? Yeah. So made by ZF, that was their answer. And then the other ones are Ford manufactured, so which they've been struggling with too. So the 10-speed's been been a bit of a trouble for them. So anyway, but we know this because we work on a lot of these and we get to see them. So if you are having a transmission problem with your F-150 or Range or anything, get it in. We'll get it handled for you. That's what we do. We fix cars. Yeah. Right, Paul?
Yep.
We fix a lot of cars.
I remember when we first started Auto Talk, there was an airbag company that was going to get recalled by the National Highway NHS.
Takata?
No, it wasn't Takata. It was a different company. And the actual airbag company was suing the NHSTA before they made the official recall. And so that way, you said it was just so they could delay the case before the recall would even start. So
that does happen.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was just surprised that it was this company is suing a governmental body specifically, though. And more importantly, they were going to recall it based on safety protocols specifically, and those airbag companies should, I think, care more about the safety part than the money part. I would have thought, but you know. Maybe what do I know? It's auto industry. It's competitive, I guess, and everyone needs.
Everything's competitive.
Yeah.
And
did you ever hear what happened to that company? If they had
What was the name of them?
I gotta find out again.
Oh, I can't remember the name of that one.
But
I guarantee you, they probably end up having a recall. But it's something I remember in that they were stating that the data that the government had to force this recall was not correct. That's okay. Why they were suing them. So I don't know what the outcome of that was. They weren't really suing them for money. They were suing them to stopping them from having to do the recall.
Right.
Which is something.
And the company was called ARC, so ARC Car Airbags.
Okay.
So I'll take a look.
I don't even know if they exist anymore because that name doesn't sound that familiar anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I never heard it.
Not like Takata, which became a household name because everybody had a bomb in their dash.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. All right, let's see what Alan's up to real quick. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Hey, when you were talking about brake light switch shorting out, I'm sitting here scratching my head, thinking, where's fuse protection on these things? Do you have any explanation for that?
There was no fuse protection on that. And that wasn't a brake light switch. That was actually a pressure switch mounted on the master cylinder that was used for cruise control. When you would hit the brake, the pressure from the master cylinder would shut the cruise control off through that switch. You know how that works. You know, you hit a brake and cruise control comes off, right?
Right, right.
So that's what that was for. And that switch was short and it would melt the wiring that went to it and catch on fire. Well, there was no fuse built into the system for that. So they ended up putting in what's called a fusible link, which is basically a special wire, length run of wire that melts and opens up to prevent a dead short. So therefore, you don't get any fire. Just boom. It melts real quick when you get it too hot, and then there's no conductivity, therefore there's no fire.
So is still a problem somewhere if the fusible link is like a fuse, it's acting like a fuse.
Yeah.
But if it's not melting quick enough or whatever, it's still a problem because it's like there's no fuse protection.
Well, there was no fusible link built into that initially. This was an add-on. That was the recall that they did. They put a fusible link in the harness, which prevented these fires from. But the real problem was the switches would fail. So they were also replacing those switches at the same time. But yeah, so you got a new switch and you got a harness. And then if that switch did fail, the fusible link would burn and prevent the car from catching on fire, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, there's kind of another side to the whole thing. When I was working at an industry, and one of the engineers I worked with made an explanation to something. He said they'll cut back wherever they can, because if you save $1 on an electrical part, mm-hmm. and you make a million cars, they look at it from the standpoint, I've made $1 million by not putting that part in.
That's true.
So it's like it's almost self-defeating, because then you've got to do the recalls on X number of cars to correct something you could have in the beginning.
That's true. And on a lot of cars used to be, two things that they skimped on a lot were batteries and tires. Why? They're wearable items. They didn't have to really warranty them, and they knew they were going to wear out, so it didn't matter. That's where not so much. Now there's a lot of height. I mean, yeah. A lot of cars come with really good tires on them, but the battery's still not as good a quality as always, but yeah, good stuff. So.
Yeah, I've noticed that. We've got an 05 Prius, and it's a beautiful car to drive and everything. But the first set of tires were just under 20,000 miles, and then we were due for new ones.
Yep.
And that's probably the explanation for that. They were good enough to get by and safe and everything, but they're just not the best quality.
No, they don't last that long, but that's okay. Then we put some really good tires on, and we're good to roll.
Yeah, there you go. Get a good set of Michelins or something.
There you go.
All right, Brian. Thanks. Hey. Appreciate the show. It's fun to listen.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for the call, and you have a wonderful, safe weekend, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Bye.
I do have an update on that lawsuit, by the way. January 4th, they had another meeting. This is the last information we can get here so far. The judge has stated if there is no decision by December of this year, then the NHSTA or
Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
NHTSA is how you pronounce it. Sorry. They are allowed to go forward with the recall. This recall would cost the ARC airbag company $10 billion.
So let's hope they make lots of billions before that.
So,
and no wonder they're fighting it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what they could do?
What's that?
Fold.
They could.
And then open up next week with a new name.
in Mexico. Yeah. Anyway, all good. Hey, before we run out of here, I do got to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock any other automotive-related battery at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. Number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can make appointments for any service or repair needs. But if you need a battery, make an appointment, get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, they have a battery for every need, and I mean everything, even for Brandon's iWatch.
That would be my wife's, actually.
Oh, okay. There you go. So, but 2 minutes.
Time flies fast with your show, I'm telling you.
It does. Flies by. We're talking about all kinds of, appreciate all the callers, all the great stuff. Just real quick, technical service bulletins are just bulletins put out by the manufacturer about concerns that are a repair or something like that related that helps technicians do a repair. So we often research those, like, okay, we're having this problem. Is there any technical service bulletins for it? Oh, look, there is. We often then will recommend, let's do this TSB. We got to go from there. Things like that. But they're just, it's a pattern failure. A technical service bulletins typically are that they've seen the engineers, and a lot of times they've seen it during the car under warranty.
Yeah. It's funny how a lot of the times it's a computer update now.
Yeah. Well, that's what we've gone to, yeah. Right? Software. Yeah. So change the parameters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like your desktop. So, but yeah, good stuff as always. Did you hang up on that caller? You did.
Because we only got a few seconds left.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's all good. We only got a few seconds. Actually, 63, 62,
gosh,
61,
whatever.
60, 59. So we're counting down. Anyway, San Diego and everybody else out there, Paul Sr., Mr. Ron, my dad, everybody that joined in this morning to listen and called in, we do appreciate you because you all, they allow us to keep doing this every Saturday. And also, Brandon wouldn't know what to do with himself if we didn't show up.
Just twiddling thumbs, basically.
Twiddling, playing tiddlywinks. I know you don't know what that is, but that it's a board game, actually, back in the day. Seriously.
I didn't know. Not kidding. Either.
All our older listeners that are old like me will know that, or older. So, you didn't know that either? Mm-mm. You should order one off the Google.
Off the Google?
Get a tiddlywinks. Yeah. Go play some tiddlywinks. Anyway, everybody else, San Diego, everybody be safe. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Till next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer 1170 and 96.1 in North County.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.